Hi, this is Rita Byrne Sensman, and I am recording Children's RCIA Module 1, the single most important thing you need to know about children in the RCIA. Session 1, uncover the most successful process the church has ever devised for forming children in faith. The objective of this first session is learn the core elements of conversion that guide the entire initiation process. What's at stake? Here is a classic, simple description of the Rite of Christian Initiation of Adults, RCIA. The RCIA is a process of conversion. It's important to understand children's RCIA as a process of conversion for two reasons. First, understanding conversion influences our entire approach to preparing children for the sacraments of initiation. Secondly, it influences how we involve the family in that process. Approaching children's RCIA as a process of conversion means that we see the entire process of initiation as 1, a gradual and complete journey of faith that 2, leads the child into the mystery of Christ through 3, the sacraments of initiation. And the child is not alone in this journey of conversion. She or he is accompanied by parents or guardians, sponsors, companions, and indeed the entire Christian community. All of this means Children's RCIA is much more than a series of catch-up classes for kids who aren't baptized or who miss the sacraments. Think of Children's RCIA as a journey. Your role as a coordinator or catechist is to guide them along that journey. Let's look deeper at what the child's journey of conversion and initiation looks like. How a 10-year-old and his mom came to love Jesus more than Walmart. The phrase journey of conversion evokes an image of change. In the context of initiation, what kind of change do we mean? Consider, for example, 10-year-old Corey. When he and his mom, Amy, first inquired about preparation for baptism, they weren't sure they could come to our sessions on Sunday morning because that's when the family went to Walmart every week. Gradually, however, they abandoned their Walmart ritual, and Corey and his younger sister also joined our RCIA group for the family session and eventually for Sunday Mass. Corey and his family slowly changed from a Walmart-centered Sunday to a Sunday that was focused on Jesus Christ and the Christian community. Of course, there are many types of conversion. Sometimes conversion can be simple, like moving from a little knowledge of God to a full, deep, rich relationship with our loving God through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Or a child may move from feeling friendless and alone to feeling connected to Jesus Christ and the community of loving disciples. How does conversion happen? Conversion happens through God's grace. Our parish community and the RCIA process serve as channels of God's grace to help and guide the child and family along the way. Conversion happens not so much through the classroom, but by the child and family's slow immersion into the life of the Christian community. In other words, think of Children's RCIA as children and families gathering with catechists, other children, and adults for a formation process. This image better suits the picture given to us in the Rite of Christian Initiation of Adults, rather than a classroom approach whereby parents drop off their children for a baptismal preparation class. What the Rite says about conversion and children. The Rite of Christian Initiation of Adults gives us 3 very clear directions for designing a children's initiation and conversion process. Personal. First, the Rite says very directly that the Christian initiation of unbaptized children of catechetical age, quote, requires both a conversion that is personal and somewhat developed in proportion to their age and the assistance of the education they need, unquote. RCIA number 253. Think about that for a minute. What does the Rite mean by personal and somewhat developed? quote unquote, and assisted along the way by, quote, education they need, unquote. It means that the process of initiation is personal and based upon the needs of the child. Secondly, it means that initiation is not a one-size-fits-all curriculum that works the same year after year. Adapted. The rite also says that the initiation process is adapted to the children's spiritual progress and to their catechetical instruction. Notice that this spiritual journey is tailored to the needs of the child and that it may last, quote, several years, unquote. RCIA number 253. Stages. Thirdly, the rite goes to great lengths to point out that the children's journey of initiation takes place in stages. This is based on the adult journey of initiation. The children follow the same steps and periods as the adults. Later in this course, we'll look at how all the steps and periods of the RCIA apply to children seeking initiation. For now, let's continue to focus on the notion of conversion and children. Complete exercise 1 to help you better understand children's conversion.